I want to talk in this masterclass about the importance of being in control of the interview process. It's important that you control the process to your advantage. And in order to do that, you need to think of it not as a question and answer session, but instead as a question and response session, where you tailor your response to the nature of the question. It's all very well to answer helpful questions, but what if the questions are unhelpful or challenging or impossible to answer in some way? Then to treat an interview as a question and answer session is nigh on impossible. You will end up being steered by the journalist and her or his questions. You'll be led by the nose to what might be a great place journalistically. It may give them a 72-point screaming headline in the Sunday something, but it won't actually help you. So what do I mean by using a question and response approach rather than a question and answer approach? Well, let's assume, first of all, that you've agreed to do an interview because you have something to communicate to the audience, to the journalists, readers, viewers, listeners, online users, I guess, increasingly these days. You've got some key messages that you want to communicate to that audience, and it wouldn't be so bad communicating those key messages to the audience if it wasn't for the questions, which very often seem to get in the way, to be a hindrance rather than to actually be a help. But once you've established what your key messages are, the one, the two, or three really important points that you want to communicate, the questions that a journalist asks you can be put into neat little categories. They might, as good luck has it, be helpful questions. But what if they're unhelpful or somewhere in between the two? Let's just describe them as neutral questions. Answering unhelpful questions will lead you in the wrong direction, potentially into a situation where your reputation suffers. You could even get a P45 as a consequence of saying the wrong thing to the wrong people. And even answering a neutral question is wasting time dealing with insignificant questions that perhaps you'd rather not waste your time dealing with. So a question and response template looks something like this. You're asked a question. You ask yourself whether it's a helpful, neutral, or unhelpful question, and then you tailor your own response accordingly. As I say, if it's a helpful question, well then, by all means, respond by answering. It's a tailor-made opportunity. It's an opportunity handed to you on a proverbial plate. If the question is unhelpful, you've got two options. You can say nothing, and of course, whilst it's perfectly legitimate to turn down the opportunity, the dubious opportunity that an interview presents, saying nothing isn't communicating nothing. Your silence may be, in a sense, speaking volumes. And in any case, once you've got into an interview, perhaps it's a live interview, saying nothing is no longer an option. Again, your silence is speaking volumes. And if you don't say anything for too long, the next question's going to come along and the presenter will reach behind the desk and get out their electric cattle prod and shock you back to life. The third option, the third response option, in response to the unhelpful question, is to say something else. Now, of course, there's a problem in that, because if you default to, let's say, your political or organisational key messages, the audience may think less of you. They may characterise you as a slippery so-and-so, as an evasive person. And you can't have that, because if you alienate the very audience you're trying to communicate to, well then, you've got yourself a bit of a problem. So what you need to do, and this is a really crucial point, is to deal with the question that you're not going to answer, that you can't answer. And then, having dealt with it to the satisfaction of the audience, insofar as it's possible to keep everybody on side, you then move on to what you want to talk about. And if you strike the right balance between dealing with the question that you can't answer and moving on, people will hear what you move on to, those key messages, but you won't get hooked on, you won't obsess on something that the journalist is asking you. So let's think of a practical example. Your organisation has stuffed up in some way. If the question is, will you resign, and you're the chair of that company, well, it's perhaps not something you want to talk about right now. So you've got to think of this as a question and response interview, deal with that question and move on. That's not a question I can answer. Right now, my focus is on finding out exactly what's gone wrong, apologising to the public for our failure, and thanking them also for their patience. So in response to a question you haven't answered, you've delivered your three key messages. Q&R, question and response, is a much better way than Q&A.